Good morning. Morning, everybody. Morning, everybody. Morning, those online who are enjoying a lie-in on Resurrection Sunday. I nearly said Easter. We're going to say Resurrection Sunday because it's Resurrection Sunday today. Good news. Good news.
You can whoop and cheer. It's fine. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Right, I was a bit confused. Some people said hallelujah. Some people said he is risen deep. It's all good.
Hallelujah, he is risen. Oh, I'm going to read from Luke 24 this morning, verses 1 to something. I missed the last two verses last week, so I'm going to try not to do it this week. So, Luke 24. Very early that Sunday morning, the women made their way to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, Jesus' mother. Arriving at the tomb, they discovered that the huge stone covering the entrance had been rolled aside. So they went in to look, but the tomb was empty. The body of Jesus was gone. They stood there stunned and perplexed. Suddenly, two men in dazzling white robes, shining like lightning, appeared above them. Terrified, the women fell to the ground on their faces. The men in white said to them, "Why would you look for the living one in a tomb? He is not here, for he has risen. Have you forgotten what he said to you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man is destined to be handed over to sinful men to be nailed to a cross, and on the third day, he will rise again." All at once, they remembered his words. Leaving the tomb, they went to break the news to the 11 and to all of the others of what they had seen and heard. When the disciples heard the testimony of the women, it made no sense, and they were unable to believe what they heard. But Peter jumped up and ran the entire distance to the tomb to see for himself. Stooping down, he looked inside and discovered it was empty. There was only the linen sheet lying there. Staggered by this, he walked away, wondering what it meant. And Father, let's just pray if we come into the service. Thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning, this Resurrection Sunday. And I pray that each and every person here would experience your resurrection life in a personal way to them, Lord. Whatever that means, whether it's dreams, forgotten dreams died, or whether it's new life, that you would meet each and every person here in a new way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, welcome everyone. This is a family service, so we're all in together today. There's no kids or youth activities, but there's some bits down the front for younger kids to do, or adults if you fancy a little bit of craft. If you get lost, see Amanda, she'll show you what to do. But if you're able to, please do stand with me, and we're going to worship together with song.
Greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Finally we'll see, celebrate.
Some of us, it's very, very simple. The gospel truth in it is amazing.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Praise the Father.
Praise the Father. Praise the Son. Praise the Spirit. Cross, for even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake, you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son.
Majesty, reigns forever.
you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. From their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored. And the church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not fade. By His living, in His freedom we are free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Good morning, happy Easter. I'm bringing the community notices this morning. So very briefly, Zoom prayer meeting. There won't be a Zoom prayer meeting tomorrow night because it's Easter Monday. Coffee Plus this Thursday. And just to remind you as well that all these notices do go out on an email every week. So if you want to know more and you're not signed up to the email, then you can normally speak to Carla, but she's on holiday this week. So you could just email in the office if you want to be added to the notices. So there's a membership information evening on Tuesday, the 18th of April at 7 p.m. So if you're thinking about becoming a member or you want to know more about that's what it is, obviously no obligation to become a member if you just want to come for the information, just find out more about how Baptist churches work with membership. There's a church AGM on the 27th of April. So if you're a member, that's a particularly important meeting, but everyone's welcome to come. I just want to bring your attention to an event that we're having on the 12th of May. We've got Chris Loeb, who is or was Nelson Mandela's bodyguard. And he's going to come and share some of his experiences. He's actually a motivational speaker. He does a lot in schools and with young people. So if you're a young person, this would be particularly relevant to you. But if you're older, I'm coming, then everyone's welcome. It's not just for young people. And you can get tickets and find out more information on Church Suite. And then Holiday Club, 5th to the 28th of July. So we are going to go ahead with the Holiday Club. Not quite sure what format it's going to be at the moment, but if you're interested in that and you want to help, then speak to Jamie.
It's going to be an awesome format.
It's going to be an awesome format. nothing awesome. Like never before. So, yeah, do stick that date in your diary. If you know children that are primary school age, tell them that that's going to happen as well so that we've got lots of people coming. Was that quick enough? I got a WhatsApp message this morning making sure I was going to be brief. So just making sure that was brief enough. And we're now going to take the offering. And there's several ways that you can give. You can give via the offering. You can give via standing order. There's a machine in the lounge that you can just tap. But just to remind you that the only income or the major income from the church is the income that's given through the offering. If you're a visitor, there's absolutely no obligation to give.
Thank you, Julie. Brevity is the soul of wit, I always think. That's why I preach for an hour and a half.
Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Body bowed and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah's dead. Praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. And on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trampled death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King, for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise. Shall return in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Praise the Lord.
thank you that we have hope in the name of Jesus, that there is power in the name of Jesus. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is at work in your church, at work in us, Lord, at work in this world by your Holy Spirit. Therefore, death is defeated. Death is but a temporary foe and is defeated in eternity. Sin is defeated. Sickness is defeated. Defeat is defeated. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please do take a seat. Today is additionally joyful because it is a baptism Sunday. Woo! This man here, look at them, they're all pretty friendly, aren't they? Well, to be fair, there's a couple of dodgy ones, but you know. Yeah. It's all right. So, Gary, we're going to a little bit more of your story before you get baptized today. So, how long ago was it that you actually first came to this church?
A year ago.
A year ago, almost exactly, is it?
Exactly, a year ago.
And how did you first come here? Was it on a Sunday or was it in the week?
It was Haven.
To the Haven?
Haven group, and then Taz at the back
give
said, why don't you come to the men's group? And then I went to the men's group, and then he said, why don't you come to the church on Sunday? And it's
a slippery slope, isn't it?
It's yeah, it's one of them.
But good, a
it's
good
a
slippery,
good slippery slope.
Slope,
yeah.
And I know you had some time in church in your younger years, but there's something different now in the last sort of year or so. What's been different for you in what you've learned about and what's changing for you?
He spoke to me and said, you can help people, and that's what I do here. I help the youth group and Haven and doing chairs and things and just doing little things. And Ashley House, taking the boys, bringing them to church, that means so much to me. And I hope God is listening to me. So, yeah.
It's amazing. Gary's been amazing this last year, hasn't he? I mean, who's chatted with Gary, been helped by Gary? So many of us. Helping in the kitchen, helping with all sorts of stuff. You're such a good bloke and such a blessing to our community as well. And I know because we've talked as well, and as we've sort of gone on, you're spending more time praying, reading the Bible and all that sort of stuff as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that's been really powerful and important to you this year, hasn't it?
Much, much so, yes.
Fantastic. All right, well, he's really nervous today. He's doing really well, isn't he? Amazing achievement. So, a little bit later, we're going to go around the back. I'm going to stick you in the water, stick your head under the water.
Yeah.
If you're good, I'll bring you up again. But until then, do you want to take a seat? Let's give Gary a warm round of applause. Finley, where's Finley? Finley Clark, come on down. Now, Finn, you've written something to share with us? Yeah, do you want to share that now? How long have you been coming to the church?
All my life.
All his life. Wow. There you go. Do you want me to hold the
mic? Okay, thanks. I've been coming to church all my life, although I don't think I've really had a proper relationship with God up until after the pandemic. So prayer kind of felt a bit like a daily routine sometimes, and I didn't really read my Bible much. But over lockdown, I really started to read more of the Bible, and I set the challenge of reading a chapter of the Bible every day. And it sounds like a really simple solution, but just reading the Bible really helped to deepen my relationship with Jesus. I think also it really helped me to understand what Jesus wanted from me and how I could become a better person and help people. There's a verse in the Bible I wanted to read just quickly. It's quite famous, but it really inspired me. It's Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Yeah. And also, I went to Wet Camp, which is a Christian camp, and the people there were so kind and welcoming and friendly. And that really inspired me as well, because it helped show me what people who are full of the Holy Spirit can do and how much of a positive impact they can have on other people. And so I really want my baptism today to be a marking point in my life that shows my commitment to God and to help others and to, you know, always promise to deepen my relationship with God. So, yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Big round of applause for Finley. Thanks. Do you get the sense that we're always on a journey, aren't we? And baptism is an important stage on that journey. It's not the end of the journey. We've heard from both Gary and Finley that they've been travelling different paths, and this is a really important step on that path. But the journey goes on. You know, there's plenty of symbolism and metaphor that's attached to this act of baptism. The Jews had lots of different sort of symbols, different sort of ritual washing as people approached the temple. There were these mikvahs, these washing baths that people washed in as they approached the temple. So I like that sense of journey and progression. Today is not the end of the journey, you guys. Today is not the day where everything goes perfectly from here on in. This is not the day where you just stop messing up, sinning, getting things wrong. That's, unfortunately, who's been baptized? Whose baptism day was the day where everything went perfectly from there on in? Never sinned again, never had a problem. Yeah, if anyone puts their hand up now, I want what you've got. It's a stage on the journey. It's where we get to do something with our bodies, to go down. And it's symbolic of so many things. The Jews had baptism. When people became a Jewish person, they were baptized. So it's a symbol of becoming part of a new people, part of the Christian people. Although you're already part of the Christian people, but it's a symbol. It's something we can do to mark that. It's obviously a symbol of being washed clean of our sins. And it's also, particularly on Easter Sunday, how beautiful is this? It's that symbol of being laid down in the tomb like Jesus was and then brought up again to new life, a new beginning. So I'm going to put this mic over there. You guys can go next door and start getting ready. Dan's going to help me in the baptistry. Where are you, Dan? Well done. He's not run off. Excellent. Now, Dan, you said you have got your Bronze Survival Award, yes? Excellent. Excellent. So if anything goes wrong, Dan is going to pull me up and give me the kiss of life. No, actually, call 999. Please do chat amongst yourselves and we will emerge presently. It's an Easter miracle. The baptism waters are actually slightly warmer than tepid. Isn't that fantastic? Praise Jesus. Okay, we've heard a little bit of Gary's story and testimony, and doubtless you'll be asking him more about it later. You're right.
Oh, do you want your glasses off, mate? That's a good point. These people were waving glasses at me. I'm like, and is your watch is waterproof. Anything else? Phone in your pocket, keys. No, we're all right. We're all right. Excellent. We've heard a little bit of Gary's story, and doubtless we'll hear more, and we'll live more. We'll share more with him as we carry on in life together and community together. So, I've got three questions to ask you, Gary, and then we'll go on. So, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes, I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and covenant to follow Christ?
Yes, I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
Yes, I do.
Gary, on profession of repentance and faith, I baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Cool. It's so good, Gary, just to be here standing with us. Just going to pray in a minute, but I had a picture for you, and it was of a mighty oak tree. And I felt like that was something from God for you, and that with oak trees, they endure. They endure many years of harsh weather, and I felt like the more that you plant yourself in God's promises that he has for you, and just in his love as well, then you will be able to endure the storms that life throws us. So I just pray. Shall we just pray for Gary all together as well? Heavenly Father, we just lift Gary up to you this morning, and we just pray you'd fill him with your spirit at this time. We just give you thanks for him just being willing to step up and be counted in you. So we just we give you thanks and praise for that, and just lead him on in his journey with you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Gary. Let's give Gary another. Come on down, Finley.
Is it right?
Finley, it's just been a joy to share. How old are you?
18.
18 years. It's just been fantastic to see you grow up and grow in your faith in this church. And I just really appreciate your honesty and your maturity as you continue on this journey. And as I say, it's been wonderful to hear more of what's been happening recently. But I just see your character and see your life. And it's a real joy to baptize you today. So three questions again. Same three questions. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and covenant to follow Christ?
I do.
And will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
I do.
Finley, on your profession of repentance and faith, I baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's so good to... It's my boy. I also had a picture for you, Finley, and it was in the Bible it talks about us being clay and the Heavenly Father being the potter. And I just believe that for you, this is a really significant moment, and I think he's going to create a new thing from this point forward. And that picture of us being moulded like a bit of clay, I think that applies to you for this moment. So let's pray for Finley. Heavenly Father, we lift Finley up to you this morning. Please fill him with your spirit. Please lead him on in your love and your plans that you have for him, and I pray that he would be open to being molded and shaped by you from this moment forward. And we give you our thanks and praise, Finley. Amen.
So baptism, it's a really important step on our journey of being disciples, of following Jesus. And it doesn't matter how you're baptized, doesn't matter when you're baptized, as long as you know that you have been baptized, that you are part of God's people, that you covenant to follow Christ, that you are a Christian, that you can, with your hand on your heart, say yes to those three promises that we've just gone through. And even if we don't do it perfectly, even though we stumble and we fall, we get up each day and we keep on going. In his name, in his strength. If you've never been baptized, or if you've never been baptized in a way that you really own as being yours, there's an opportunity. Maybe right now, just, you know, straight in. Maybe not. But at some point, have a chat with me. Let's talk more about it. Continue to follow Christ. Continue to listen to Jesus. Listen to the Holy Spirit within you and find out what he wants for your life. Because this is such a special and beautiful moment. Amen. Bless you. I'm going to hand over to Amanda now, who's going to lead us in something exciting. I hope you're not going to leave us.
Hello. I need some children to help me. I have got chocolate for later. Who's going to help me? Just be aware, parents, that if they help, they'll be on the live feed. Can you come over here then, Louis? That's brilliant. I need more than Louis, though. Who else? Come on, then. I need five. One, two. I might have to grab a big person. Three. Oh, Scott, I might need you to read something, Scott. Is that okay? Right, I've got a very big black box. Who's played Pass the Parcel before? Have you played Pass the... Well, this is a bit like Pass the Parcel. This is a big black box. What does black make you think of?
It's eye when it's night time.
Pardon?
It's eye when it's night time.
When it's night time. That's right, it's dark, isn't it? Can you think of anything else that black makes you think of?
Sin.
Sin, yeah. When we've messed up, when we do things bad. Black, to me, isn't a very nice colour. It's very dark, isn't it? And it may be when things are really dirty, they get black, don't they? Yeah? And when we mess up, when we believe wrong and think wrong and do wrong, that Bible calls that sin, doesn't it? We don't want messy sin in our lives, do we? So I think we're going to have to get rid of this black paper, all right? So can you rip it off for me? Yeah? Okay. Can you rip it off? Go on, rip all the black paper off. We need music in the background, don't we, really? Rip it off. Come on. Fantastic. Bit more. Oh, it's a bit black underneath as well, isn't it? It is a bit black. Maybe we can't get rid of all the blackness on our own. No matter how much we try, we can't. There's something inside, Louis. Aha. It's a red box. Okay, can you pass it on then? What does this colour make you think of? What does red make you think of? Not yet. Hang on. That's fine. You can do it in a minute. What does red make you think of? Can you think of anything that's red?
Jeff at home.
Yes. Lots of things are red, aren't they?
I've probably got this from Job, like how Jesus died on the cross for us, the blood.
Yes, his blood is red, isn't it? Jesus' blood was red. And Jesus was hurt really, really badly, which is very sad. But it means something really special because his blood shows us a promise that we can be forgiven. So let's see what's under the blood, what's covered by the blood. Go on then, rip it off. Because of Jesus' blood, we can be totally free from all that horrible black. Oh, another box. I wonder what's in that box. Can you open it and see? Another box. What colour is this one? It's white. Now, what does white make you think of?
Snow.
Snow. Do you know in the Bible, at least twice, God said he will wash us whiter than snow. Whiter than snow.
Were you going to say something?
Paper.
Paper, yeah. Nice clean paper is white, isn't it? And we can be whiter than snow. We can be white like clean paper. Sometimes when we look at Jesus, we feel a bit black because we realize how grotty we are sometimes. But because of Jesus' blood, all the messed upness, all the badness is cancelled. And when Jesus looks at us, he sees us whiter than snow, which is pretty amazing, isn't it? Can't get rid of it on our own. We need Jesus to help us. Right, I wonder if there's anything under that one. Can you rip it off? You might have to look. Oh, there's another box. What's inside that box? Can you open it? Right, can you lift it up so everyone can see? Can you turn round and show everyone? We've got another colour. What colour is that one? Golden. What does gold make you think of?
Royalty and how, you know, God is the King of Kings.
Fantastic. Royalty. God is the King of Kings.
Trophy.
A trophy. Yeah, a prize. Something really special. Something really expensive and valuable. Well, Jesus is very precious and valuable to us. He is the King of Kings. And do you know what? You are qualified. You're qualified to share in Jesus' kingdom. Very special. What an amazing gift of forgiveness. That means we also get to live in his kingdom with him. Scott, do you mind reading that out? That's Colossians 1, verse 13.
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption for the forgiveness of sins.
You. So not only are we forgiven, that we're washed whiter than snow, we get to spend forever with the King in his kingdom. I think that's pretty good news. I wonder if there's anything inside that gold box. Can you open it very carefully? Keep going. Another gold box. Well, his kingdom has no end. What colour's inside, Scott? Green. What does green make you think of?
Grass.
Grass, yes. Were you going to say something?
Growth.
Growth. Grass and growth. Well, we get to start growing again. When we're completely forgiven, we can start growing good stuff. We're inside the kingdom with the King. Living in Jesus is the best place to grow. Is there anything in that green, Scott? Some sunflower seeds in the bottom. And a little plant. Ah, isn't that sweet? So grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour. We can grow with Jesus. Thank you so much, everyone. Let's give them a round of applause. Thanks, Scott. All paper will be recycled. And you can get your chocolate after communion.
Thanks, Amanda. That's amazing. Oh. So, as Amanda says, we're going to be moving into a time of communion and then a final time of worship before we close our meeting together. Hang on. I'm just going to put everything back together. There we are. Now, if you press the lectern button on the middle box. Go! Yes! It worked! Fantastic. He is not here. If you can't see that, it says he is not here. It's an empty tomb. So as we move into this time of communion together, we are going to be reflecting on that story, on those truths that we've been hearing about today, and upon this theme of colour that Amanda was just leading us through. And I wonder, as you've reflected on that, maybe now is the time to reflect and think, what do I really need to do today? Because we've all had other Easters. Perhaps we've been to church for another Easter Sunday at some point in our lives. Maybe this is your first Easter Sunday, but you've had an Easter. Easter day has gone by. You've probably had some chocolate or something. And that's great, that's wonderful. But what is God doing today? What is God leading you to today? Because those blessings are fresh. The reason that we celebrate today is that Jesus isn't in that tomb anymore. He is alive. He is risen. And life is going forward. Life is going on. And he has new things for us each day. We're not fixed 2,000 years ago. We're not stuck at some moment in the past. And I'd like to invite you to reflect upon that as you come up. Anyone is welcome to come and take the bread and the wine if you feel ready to. If that's something you want to do, then come and do that. You're welcome. If you feel that that's maybe not quite right for you at the moment, then fine. There's no pressure at all. You don't have to do that. And also something else, whether before or after you take the bread and the wine, I'd like you to perhaps interact with these coloured ribbons and things. There's some up here on the platform. We'll make that more handy. And there's a table here with coloured ribbons around them. And there's black, there's red, there's white, there's gold, and there's green. And I wonder, is there something you need to do today as part of this communion worship time that God is calling you to do? Some freedom, some new beginning, new start that you need to engage with. And this can be a symbol of it. Just tear off a little bit of ribbon, about that much. We want it to last around everyone. There is some spare paper over here as well. But just tear off a bit of ribbon and come and, or maybe a couple of different colours of ribbon. Maybe there are a couple of things you need to do today. And then come and weave it in the wire around the cross. And let that be your prayer. Let that be a symbolic action for you today. Maybe it's a black piece of ribbon. You know, maybe there's something you need to hang on the cross. Some sin, some brokenness, some deathness that you think, yeah, do you know what? I'm fed up of carrying that around. I'm going to hang that on the cross and let Jesus deal with it. Maybe it's red ribbon that you need to hang on the cross, because maybe you've been metaphorically shedding your own blood far too often. Maybe you've been striving. Maybe you've been struggling. Maybe you've been carrying the burden because, you know, we've got that mentality, you know, I've got to do it myself, can't accept. And Jesus is saying, it's my blood. I shed the blood so that you didn't have to. You are forgiven. It's in my strength, not your strength. And maybe there's something, some striving, some burden, some, you know, that sense of running to catch up or running to stand still. Maybe that's what you need to hang on the cross today. Or maybe it's the white thing. Maybe there's that thing that's been bugging you for so long. And today you finally say, I am forgiven. I'm going to stop beating myself up about that. I'm going to stop reliving that. I am washed whiter than snow. I am clean. I am forgiven. Hang a piece of white paper to the cross. Maybe it's gold. Maybe it's your declaration this morning that you need to declare that Jesus is the king of your life. It's this kind of love. It's not something else. It's not money. It's not success. It's not power. It's not career. It's not the expectations of others. It's Jesus who's going to be your king and is king. And it's cross-shaped love that will rule and reign in your life. He is the king. He is alive. Or maybe it's green. Maybe as Amanda was just sharing about life and growth, you're thinking, yeah, I feel like I've stopped. I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like, you know, I'm not growing. I feel like there's a plateau or a ceiling that I've hit. I want to claim fullness of life. Maybe it's like an engine that's only been firing on like three cylinders or two cylinders, and that feels like your life. You know, now I want to fire on all cylinders. I want to claim fullness of life, growth and flourishing and wholeness in Jesus. That's my green piece of paper on the cross. Jesus died and rose again so that all of this is available to you and to me. So in whatever order you like, don't worry about that, that's the baptistry. slowly emptying. It's not me. Anyway, I'm not hungry, I need my lunch early. So whether you... Peal of laughter, hang on, just check my flies. Right, okay. Whether you want to do that before coming and getting the bread or the wine or after the bread and wine, absolutely fine. Do what is right for you. What we're going to do is the band, after the band have taken some bread and wine, we're going to just play some music. We're going to have some time just to reflect. You might want to pray. You might want to sit quietly and reflect for a bit. And then we're going to go into a time of final worship after everyone's had a chance to interact down the front with this stuff. So please do come whenever you're ready. There is gluten-free bread on this table if you need gluten-free. And the wine is juice, not wine. I should have been clear about that. Thank you.
nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. Sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name.
This is my body broken for you. He took wine. He said, this is my blood shed for you. And as we have taken of these symbols, we declare the Lord until he comes again.
Has everyone had a chance to have bread and wine? Please wave if you haven't. If you can't get to the front or something, please do wave your hand and I'll send some your way. Okay, thank you for being here this morning. We're going to have one final song together. It's been a joy to share this time together, to celebrate two baptisms. Let's have a final big round of applause for Gary and for Finley. Just so wonderful to have you as part of our community together. We really value you guys. We love you guys. It's just been fantastic to share this morning with you. And now, church, our service may be coming to an end, but our journey is far from over. We go out into this world as his church, as his disciples, followers of Jesus, trying to follow him, trying to be the salt and the light in the world that Finley shared with us earlier. So let's sing together our final song. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we made. Come set the hands ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very soul. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace, we lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church, we go for a little lie down now. There is coffee and tea and good things like that out in the cafe. If you're able to hang around for a little bit before you've got to rush off, it'd be wonderful to share some time of fellowship together. But God bless you as you go out into this week, as you go out into the rest of your lives in this world, and everything that you are and everything that you were made to be, may it be fully made alive in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.